Okay, Kuf Yud, we're up to Sifches. Despite the tremendous confusion in the beginning of the Simen with Kavua and the very difficult sugyas, so Zayin, Ches, and Tes are each its own kula and each its own din. Last week we learned Siv Zayin, the din of Toilin, that if something is not bottled in a mixture and then one of the pieces from the mixture falls into the yam, you have a right to assume that the iser fell into the yam, which is an extraordinary kula. The kulas of Sizayin and Sifches are an Avodah Zarah, Dafayin, Gimelayin, and Dalit. Rav has two kulas, and Sizayin is one, and Sifches is the other. So Sifches, we'll see now. The tumul here is just about, basically, about one prat in the Siman. The sugi here, Zvachim, I'm sorry, Zvachim, so we're going to learn Sifches now. Let me tell you what it's about, and then we'll see what it says. There is a quirk in halacha, if I can use it that way. I don't mean there's something wrong, but something you have to understand. If you have something that's not bottled because it's chashuv, or a ring of Avodah Zarah, something that for one reason or another is not bottled. Thank you. If it falls in one piece into 10,000, the Gemara says, Echa Beribai, it's not bottled. So if you have, let's say, a ring of Avodah Zarah is not bottled b'rai, it falls 1 into 10,000, it's not bottled. If it falls 1 into 100, and one of those 100 falls into another 100, that's called the second taruvus, and one of those 100 falls into a third 100, so the Mechaber is going to say that it's mutter. The third 100. The fell 1 into 100, that remains also forever. One of those fell into a second 100, the Machabah says that also remains also. In the third taruvis, the third mixture, it's mutter. Even though all you have here is 1 out of 300. In the first case I told you, you have 1 out of 10,000. Nevertheless, the Gezeira, what we call Kavua Drabanan, is that a davar chashuv is not bottled. It's kemetzah al-metzah. When a davar chashuv falls into one mixture, then in that mixture, it's just not bottled. It doesn't matter if it's 10,000 or 100,000. And yet, if it falls into shloisha taruvais, the mechaber holds that it's mutter. Okay, that's the kula that we're going to learn. It's the kula of multiple taruvis. So,
what if it falls into like two or three times?
It could fall 1 into 2. Yeah, it doesn't have to be even 1 in 100. Right. 1 into 2 and then 1
in... The one falls into the next one, and the first mixture, it's called, what happens to that? It's called kavua, right? It's also. So what's going to happen with second or third? Every time it falls in, it comes also.
Good question. What's the difference? If it fell in one big taruvus, or fell into one and then to another? Okay. So let's learn the halacha. We'll try to figure this out. Yeah. What? Yeah. Do sex feikon. That's the reason. Yeah.
If it's difficult to understand, I thought in the case that you were describing, it was first one against 100 or 100, and the second falling was
one of those 100 fell into a second 100. No, the odds are still one in 200. It's not geometrical, it's mathematical, because you have a total of 200 pieces and there's only one iser. Okay, it's not, it didn't fall into 200 different mixtures of 100. It fell into, it would have fallen into two, if each of the first 100 would have fallen into another 100 hundredths, then it would be a geometrical progression. It was just fell into 100 and then it fell into a second 100. So it's 200. Chances are, is 1 in 200.
No, the chances of the first 100 are all usher, that every one of them
If you call each one Isser,
that is one in a hundred.
Yeah, if you call each of the first 100 Isser, it's one in 200.
What are the chances of the actual Isser that was in the
first? It's only one in 200. It's not one in 10,000. It's only 200 pieces. If it fell into 100, and one of those 100 fell into a second 100, then the odds are one in 200. You have 200 pieces here. You can't convince me that it's physically that way. If the 100 would have fallen into 100, 1 falls into 100. But the odds are still 1 in 200. If somebody eats all 200 pieces, he's definitely eating it. He doesn't have to eat 10,000 pieces to eat the poison. He has to eat 200. Right.
Yeah, that's what
they're on any one of them. The odds are of any one is 1 in 10,000. But the odds are still 1 in 200 that he's eating the poison.
Okay.
At any rate, let's learn what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Davar she'ein batel machmas chashivusai. Something that's not batel because it's chashiv. Now, before you turn the page, just to show you how confusing this is, look at the Grah Chof Tes. Now, listen to this. He's saying on the Mechaber, Kishitas HaRambam, Nisgalayel. This Mechaber is the Rambam. The Chepas of the Simon Kufman. Udolei Karambam Shal. You stay there? The Shitas HaRambam, but it's not like the Rambam. Elo Kasagas HaRaivid Shal. So it's like the Rambam, but it's not like the Rambam, just like the Raivid. Avo Kola Pleskim Iskimu L'Shitas Taisus. So, it's like one Rambam, not like another Rambam, but it doesn't matter. All the Pesachim agree with Tosfos. So this will make sense to you in a little while. I'm Shach. We're going to listen to him and learn the Shach. But first, let's learn the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a Rambam. Dovah she'ein batal machmas chashivusai. Some is not batal because it's chashiv. She'nis'ariv ba'acherim. And it fell into a mixture, a second mixture. So that's mixture number two. V'nafal metarulis azayis echad l'shnayim acherim. And then it fell into a third. Sorry. Again. Ein abav ha-shivasai shinsar b'acherim. That's one. Nafal metarulis azayis echad l'shnayim acherim. That's two. V'nafal metarulis echad l'shnayim acherim. That's three. Shloisha tarulis. Hari elu ha-acherim mutarim. Why? Why is the third mixture mutish? Harei ha'echad shataruvus harishayin abatul b'raiv. The one from the first taruvus fell into the second was batul b'raiv, and therefore it's mutah. His explanation. But if nafal echad mutaruvus harishayin la'elef kulam asur, if it had fallen into 1,000, they'd be asur. For like nine batul b'raiv. Ella lahatir svek sveka. We only say bittul on the second taruvis to create a svek sveka. Should yipol menat taruvis ashniel lamakanacher in the ice. What's a svek sveka? When you have your third taruvis, so you say svek sveka. Maybe Isser fell into it, maybe not. And even if Isser did fall into it, maybe the one I'm eating is not the one that's Isser. So memela. You have a svek sveka in the third tarumus. Why don't I have a svek sveka right in the second mixture? Did the Isser fall in? And even if it did not fall in, even if it did fall in, maybe the one I'm taking is not the Isser. Okay, so that's Taisa Shita. Taisa says that you only need three taruvas. You turn, this was spread over three pages. You turn back to the middle of the three pages, 514. Shach Nun. The Gra told you, look at the Shach. The Shach brings Taisa. Taisa argues with the Rambam. And Taisa is holds like Mendy. except that he doesn't quote him by name. Nafal.
I told him not to.
Yeah, that's nice of you. Nafal echad kula masur l'tamei ozel. The mechaber is going l'shita. Say shukasa beisifrei beisiyaisin shkenu gisus Rashi v'taisvis v'haramba. Aval loy shasli b'la'ayin heitiv v'taisvis v'paiskim. What a lashon. Man, you say today about somebody. Lashos Levi, if you say Lashos Levi, he missed the Shari Dura, is one thing. He says that he wrote it without paying attention to look well into Taisus and the Paiskim. Shafa, Yishen Gars, Kikisus, or Rambam. Even though the Gairis like the Rambam, there are three mixtures, Me Rebai, Ume Shalosh, Lamokim Acher, fell into 10,000, into three, and then to a third mixture, Mutarim. It's true. That guy was in the Gemara three mixtures, Hakasu Taisisha, Mamedri Rishas. Kaisha Lavi Kechavishna Falo Itzamali Kaisas. We have a Kais of Isser. That means the Keli itself is a Keli of Noyavai Dezar. That fell into an Oitzer Male Kaisas, and it was put into a pile of similar cups. Upirishachem Henle Rebai, Umriba Lerebai. So fell the first mixture. Second mixture, a third mixture, mutarim. The Gemara Taka says three mixtures. But Zelishayna, Taisa says, like itzrach miriba lariba. You don't need the third mixture. Elul lameimar, demanda aser aser bakulu. The only reason it brings it is to tell you the one who's machmir is the mandyarim in the Gemara that we don't pass kalan, who says it doesn't matter how many taruvis. He's machmir bakulu kriyashilel. So really, Taisa holds that two taruvis are mutar. You only need three taruvis to tell you a chiddush la'asar. Inami mishud yeshchut be'ribe lishu li'besheinik. Doesn't want to tell you something else. The ribe rishay imishani mekulam be'basachas asar. We'll get to this discussion later. That if you have enough from the entire second mixture, it's asar. The mishani bechad sveika, because there's only one safik, kind of bechas mishani. If you have enough from the second mixture, the entire second mixture, it's a problem. So what Taisus is saying is that really a second mixture is mutter. And the Taisus says the Gemara picked the case of a third mixture for one of two reasons. Either to tell you that the mandyama who asers even in this case, or to tell you that you can't have enough from the whole mixture in the second, but you can have enough from the whole mixture in the third.
Why do you say when it comes to
the first mixture, and we pass the Kavua, the whole thing's also. So therefore, when it falls to somebody else, it's, the whole thing's also. We pass into Issa, so how can the Sefik
work
here? It's not the matter. Maybe that's the other issue, but we don't really pass in Kavua as us, so we pass in Kavua as Kemet Tzal Mechza. So really, it's a Sefik.
It's
not that Issa, that means Issa,
no?
So it's important something else.
Why can you
tell me?
Why can
you tell me? I'll tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan says language like you're saying. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in the first mixture, it's Kemet Tzal Mechza. In the second mixture, it's Raiv, but we don't go Basar Raiv by Dabar Chasha. So maybe you need a third mixture. Not hard to understand, because I know we're not saying Raiv, we're saying Sfek Sveika. Sfek Sveika should still be mutter in the second mixture.
No, but if you
pass
the desert,
Issa,
and Issa fell into it, it's
called
Issa.
But sorry, it's really Metzah, right? It's the first mixture.
It's
Issa,
right? It's called Issa.
But it's called Issa Misafik. Metzah, Metzah means a 50-50. But we ask but it. But it's also Misafik. Right? Maybe the Rambam holds that way. That once it's Xera, it's about Xera.
So it doesn't really matter.
So this is the Sif. The Sif is the Rambam holds you need three Tarumas, and that's the Mechavishita. And Taisus holds that you only need two taruvas, and that's the shita of Taisus and the Shach.
So it doesn't really matter, like Rav's first case, which is one in 100, then fell into the second 100. It could have been, as my learned colleague said before, one in 100, and then the second one could be much smaller than 100.
Yeah, it could be two. It could be two more. Nothing.
Give me the first one, Mark.
Yeah.
But the first one could be small also.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't have to be 100.
All right, so this is the Sif. I mean, we start to learn the Ramah, but this is the Sif. That's what we're trying to explain. On the side, the Rambam maybe holds that the first Tarumis is a Vada Yisr. Mela, the second, you can't say it. Aruch HaShulchan uses a slightly different lashon. Aruch HaShulchan says that in the first Tarumis, it's Kemechza Mechza. And in the second Tarumis, it's Raiv. We don't go about Raiv, I don't know. So Mela, you need one more Tarumis.
Why do you have to bring them around the Rambam?
The derech of when you have machlokes rishonim, the style of the poskim is to show that there are multiple poskim that hold like that shita in order to establish the halacha. If you just around on the ansais, it would be one thing, but if you have additional names. The gezeirah should continue all along, but then the third is no better than the second. So the Aruch HaShulchan, see, the way I understand it, they're two separate things. The din of bittul, the din of bittul, Chazal made a gezeirah of davar chashuv. It's a din of called the parish meruva parish, and that they didn't make a gezeirah. That's the way I would understand it. There are in the one of four is one into a thousand. They made a gzeira, there's no bittul on a davar chashuv, so it's totally not bittul. When it falls one into 100, and one of those 100 fall into the next 100, whether you need two terubas or three, there, the heter is called the parish meruba parish. We're saying that was parish meiraiv. And in the dinav called the parish meruba parish, I would think that it's mutter. Now, we're not matter called the parish. We had earlier that really we should be matir any time one separates from the tarubis, but a geyser, if you're going to be matik called the parish meruba parish, you might take deliberately from the mixture. So we're not matik called the parish, but already in the second suffix, we already have a. We take one of the second suffix, and then we're matir because it's because of the svek svek. Chazal, when that guy's on svek svek, is that there's no svek svek about davar chashuv. There's no such thing. So the way I would understand is that there's one din by bittul and one din not. The Aruch HaShulchan's language. He says, Rav Paiskim iskimu to the Shach Sukkotnun. Rav Paiskim are like the Shach and Taisvis. He explains, Yeshayim Taruvish Shniya Asura. Also, the Chashvinu la Taruvish Rishayna Kolecha Beyan Kisavadai. He's saying like your Lashon. And the first mixture of each one is a Vadai. He came into Taruvish Shniya and Karak Safik Echad. And he went to Rakim Taruvish Shniya and Nafal Taruvish Shlishi. They will Matar Mishim Svek Svek. So by the time as exactly Adam arrived, okay. Anyway, this is his explanation of the Rambam, and we have a very simple machlokes for Kofiyud. This is just too simple that some say a second taruvus is mutter, some say a third taruvus. The Shach paskins to be mekel b'efsa meruba. That's how Chachmas Adam paskins that we're mekel in the second tarubis b'efsa meruba. In the third tarubis we're mekel no matter what. And Shalom Yisrael, everything is fine.
Who's b'efsa meruba?
The owner. If you have a if it's once. So that's an interesting issue, which is dealt with in probably the longest Pesachei Teruva in Yeradaya, back in Hilchis Taratreifus. There's an interesting shaila when the butcher has something that's mutter, the hefsa meruba, so we matter him to sell it, but when you're a customer, you're buying it, it's not a hefsa meruba for you to buy it, you can go and buy it somewhere else. So it's a very long sichsuch, and it goes to Chassam Sefer Rabbi Kivega primarily. See if I can find it. I'll find it just by the Tzura Sadaf. It's in the Nun. You see, if it would turn to heter, it would be good. It doesn't really turn to heter. It's also according to the Rabban, and mutter according to Taisvis, and there's some room where you're allowed to be Semach on Taisvis Shita. So that's the hatchet, but it's not the simplest thing. The question is why you can get away with that. The customer does. I'm not looking to buy things that I'm looking to the event. I'm looking to buy things that I'm looking to look at Chachilla. Thank you. find anything under the gun, but he shortened the nuns. Look, Mendy, in the nuns for a gigantic Pesach Tshuva and Amud Aleph. So I have to leave that for a different time. This came up back in the 90s when they had the tumult about the surgery in the cows. And if you remember back in the early 90s, there was a week or two that we weren't having milk. It went out of Kolkaire that until the Mavar the Metzias, nobody should eat dairy products, because they discovered the surgery that they do to many of the cows. And at the end, they were matir. So some were matir. Belsky held as Motlok Hatchila, and the OU continues to give a hechsher. And others held that it's mutter only by Mokav Hesem Meruba. Rapam at the time held that it was mutter because it was a case of Hesem Meruba. He told me, what he said to me is they told him that Ha'olam had... Ha'olam Miller, the same company, I think, they had $1.5 million worth of cheese in a warehouse aging, so it was a Hefse Meruba. So I mentioned that to Rapam that it's Hefse Meruba for them, not for me. And he said, it's some cyber Mickey Vager, but he felt that you could be Makel. So that was the shaila. Today, if you call Yisrael as Makbid, they don't have the animals with that surgery. And if you eat Chalav Stam, you'd be relying on the Heter that Rebelsky was Mechadish, that a treifus could be healed. That was Rebelsky's finish. That even if something is treif, if it heals, it becomes mutter. And Rebelsky says, not a Chiddish, it's a Taisus and a Rajma. And based on that, Rebelsky's mat here, all the Chalav Stam today is not so much a Shaila Chalav Stam, it's a Shaila Chalav Stam, it's a Shaila, but there's what to rely on. But it's more a shaila of the treifus topic that was the sugya then in the 90s. So, all right, be that as it may, however a person's naive. But my point was, I'll find it next week, I'll look and I'll tell you if it's a true case. But anyway, what? If he tells the Yalav, it's going to be the same hefse, then no one's going to buy it. On sale. With the behefs of Aruba steak. Yeah. Right. It might not be Muhudr, it may not come Lamarkin, but Adam Mechabera is. Anyway, getting back here. Well, what we learned today is very simple. Unlike the rest of Kofiud, what we learned today is as simple as could be. Something that's not bottled. Because the Dabba Chashav. In the second taruvus is mutter like Tysus, and the third taruvus is mutter according to everybody. Yeah, they only use the milk from those cows. The chavisor companies don't own farms; they go to farms and use the cows that don't belong to them, because every cow is numbered. They use only those cows. Those are the cows they use. It's not complicated. Like when you go to a store, how do you know you're getting this kosher? You look if it has a kosher sign on it. Rav Heschel Schechter has a different chum. He doesn't drink milk at all. Because Rav Schechter holds that all our milk is no good, because right behem is today a treifus. And the milk of a treif is treif, so Rav Heschel Schechter doesn't eat any dairy products. When we shecht the animals, we were getting a miut kosher and a raiv treif. Now we nemon that that's only because we're machmir on any sircha and the reya. We have a Kabbalah, Rav Behem Seinem Treifis, and that's what we rely on. But Rav Shechter holds that's not so pashit, and he doesn't drink, he's never milachiks, imagine that.
He doesn't eat meat?
He doesn't eat fleishiks? No, fleishiks he eats, but then they check. You see, when you take the meat, you shechter, you check the lung. You take, the only way, if you want to do him a favor, milk a cow, shechter the cow, check the lung, and if it's good, he'll drink that milk. But then you know the milk is good. But if you don't shech the cow, you don't know if it's good or not. So, Rabbi is not matter the later milk. Yeah, it was only matter what they had then, and he didn't agree that he Rabbi that the chol of stam today is an isser of treifus, not isser of chol of stam. No, it's not the other position. It's funny, Rabelski's Levaya, Rabbi Ganach said, if not for Rabelski, none of us would be having milk. He meant none of us would be having chol stam milk. But that's what he meant. The surgeries? Oh, Rabbi Shechter. I don't know. I have no idea. I never spoke to Rabbi Shechter about it, but his Talmidim will tell us that. You've heard this, Yossi? Never heard this? Shechter Nevi Smilch, he's well known. He said it publicly. Yeah. Okay. I guess he likes black coffee, what should I tell you? I mean, almond milk doesn't do it, you know. Okay. At any rate, that's...
That's why he would allow the surgery.
Anyway, that's off topic. Let's get back. As of now, Simin Kuf Yud is relatively simple. So that's going to be Siftes. Safek Echa B'Taruv and Safek Echa B'Neisr. So that's going to be the third Kula. That's going to be the third sugya of Siftes. What? I assume they have a memel, you know, you're about to look at Tefillah. There's a knas on people who do. Alright. Getting back to Gracha test, I explained part of it. The Grach started Keshitas HaRambam, which is true. The Mechaber is the Rambam's Lashon. Udoloika HaRambam. So what does it mean, Keshitas HaRambam, Udoloika HaRambam? Make up your mind. Either it is like the Rambam or it's not like the Rambam. The answer is, this is one of those places where the Rambam in two places writes opposite things, and we struggle to resolve the contradiction in the Rambam. One Rambam is this Mechaber. They're both in Yad HaChazaka, so there's no earlier and later. One is the Rambam in Macholas Asuris, Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud, which is this Mechaber, which is very clear, and the Rambam holds you need three mixtures. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam seems to contradict himself and say like Tosis. I'll read you the language of the Rambam. The riddle is how to resolve the two Rambams. Zelashayne, I'm quoting the Aruch Hashulchan Samavav, for Tomol Rambam, Shu'atz my Kosav, Perek Zayin Halacha Avodah Zarah, Zelashayne. This is the next Rambam. Rambam says, by Avodah Zarah, Safik Osir. Any suffix Avodah Zarah, of course, is awesome. Svek Sveika Mutter. But by Avodah Zarah, even by Avodah Zarah, Svek Sveika is Mutter. Ketzad. Kais Shel Kechavim. A Kais of Avodah Zarah. Shenofa Lo Itzer Mole Kaisais. That fell into a first mixture, into an Itzer full of cups. Kula Rasurais. Nesha Israis Bechal Sheheng. Because Avodah Zarah asses with a mashum. Pirish kais echem in taruvis. If one kais of this mixture came out, ataruvis hashniya, I mean ataruvis, v'nofel kais hashniyim, and fell into a second bunch of kaises, hari elu mutarin, akan l'shaynai, hari shehita, ataruvis hashniya, pretty black and white. And he says, one kais fell into an eitzashal kaises, and one of those kaises fell into a second mixture, so hari elu mutarin, because of svek sveka. V'utema shehikol b'isra avaydes kechavim yoyse b'bishari surim. Yeah. Noy avaydes zara is also. I once mentioned to you there are four things that are also be'etzem. Noy avaydes zara is an iser hador be'etzem. It's a their eisim. Avaydes zara, noy avaydes zara, takruvis avaydes zara, mishamshi avaydes zara. The things that are also are the. What decorates the Avodah Zarah itself, what decorates it, what sacrificed to it, or, that's not what I already said, adornments. Misham Shei is things like, if they use a a brush to polish the face of the Avodah Zarah, or some silver polish to polish the face of the Avodah Zarah, that's also, that's Mishamshay and Takrubis. Okay, whatever people ask, am I allowed to use the church's basketball court? So how do you figure that out? You figure out, is the basketball court, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Noya Avodah Zarah, it's not Mishamshay Avodah Zarah, it's not Takrubis Avodah Zarah, so you can use it. If you ask, can I use the awning in front of the church, or the lights in front of the church? So if that's Noya Avodah Zarah, then it's also. If it's not, it's not. You've got to figure out, is it there for Noya, not for Noya?
Awning in a church?
What? A church, you have a church. It's got the basement of the church is not, doesn't fit in. It's not Noya. It doesn't fit any of these.
You're talking about the parking lot outside.
Yeah, the parking lot. Outside of Sinai, you shouldn't use it during services. Yeah, but Isser HaNoah, only if it's Noya. An Xmas tree in a person's house is not Noya Avodah Zarah. An Xmas tree that's decorating the church, that is Noya Avodah Zarah. If you're allowed to sell them, it's not such a Jewish occupation, but you're allowed to. The Ramah says you're allowed to sell necklaces that have a tzelem on them. That's what Ramah says. When people ask me, I tell them it's mutter, but Jews try to find it for us elsewhere. What? Okay, I didn't know they manufacture Xmas trees. I thought they grow. The plastic ones. The decorations. Okay, be that as it may, it's... there's a Yid in Borough Park, I forget his name. Tremendous Yadin, he's a Chassidish Yid. He lives around the corner from Lakewood Minyan. I'm forgetting his name. He must be kind of hard in his late 80s. Tremendous ideas in Mili de Alma. He's a Talmud Chacham. Tremendous ideas in Mili de Alma. He's the one that I heard from about how the Nile works from the Uganda River, you know, how the Nile flows, which I once mentioned in the show. So he says that the Xmas trees, the source is from the Asherah trees, which are trees that don't wilt in the summer. And he said, if you take a look at all the churches, I mean, not Dafka today, but all the churches traditionally always had trees in their front yard, and that comes from that. But it doesn't mean that an extra tree in a person's house is in the shade. No, today it's just a reminder of whatever it reminds them of. Okay, let's get back to Kofiud, the Stira Sarambam. So we have a serious Stira in the Rambam. It would help us if we could find the resolution, because when we pass the Taisus, but only Bafsa Maruba, without Bafsa Maruba, we're machbir on three Tarubas. If we could find which case the Rambam is Maidah, so we wouldn't be machbir. If you had Mamish the Rambam's case, a Kaishal of Aydazara, two Tarubas is Mutah, as I state the Rambam. It's not a davar chashuv. Avodah Zarah is not possible, but it's not a davar chashuv. Well, sort of. The shach, what you're answering is along the lines of shach nun beis. I'm sorry. What you're answering is the gross terence. First, shach nun beis is a different terence. Shach nun beis deals with the stiras haramban, and it's all the way on the third page of the three pages. The Shach essentially makes the chilek between midi da'achila and midi da'hanoah. The Shach nun beis, the top of the page, kol asif loshon Rambam perik yudvav melchos asurtiyun perik zayim avay dezara kasav. Well, he brings the loshon safik avay dezara also sfek sfek amuta keitzar kashav v'chav v'shnaf v'loitzam alei kaisus. It's a stira. Because of Mishnah Herich, he doesn't understand. It's a stira Saramba. And he said it's a stira. So since a bother cast a Mishnah the stira, so He said, I have a stira, so he passed the lechumra. Even by Avodah Zarah, he passed the lechumra. Basar Hachi Bebraisa, the Rimani Badan. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. See, he says very interesting. Echad Amiyucha Nebnei Chabura Shali. He says, I have a friend, it's good to be the Shach's friend, you come up with a Torah to get written down the Dairis. He said, there's a Echad Amiyucha Nebnei Chabura Shali, Ha'aluf, Rabbeinu Mordechai Ashkenaz. Tirits, he answered the following Tirits. The Koshalela Rambam. The Bakula Sugya Dizvachim, Kama Asam Rav, Gabi Kaiser Tavashikham, Taruvis Hashani Mutter. In the Sugya Sagamara, first it says Taruvis Shani is Mutter, Basay Bibraisa, the Romani Bado, Karmisham Yehuda, Luribay Asura, Miribay Legimel, Migimel Makamacher, three Taruvis Mutar. The Rav, who's an Amaira, Kachasi Kerb Shimon, like the Tanak, and he saw some Bishas Lahedia. So Rav said two Taruvis, and the Braisa said three. The answer is that only barim shemim gimel taruvis celebrate mighty badan latira ba'achila. Things that are also ba'achila, you need three mixtures. Of a bahana, the base taruvis shari, but isuriyana, we matir in two mixtures. So go b'kais tavashir chavim base taruvis shari. V'chein nerali. Explain the svara to it. It says midi da'achila umo machmir. You need three taruvis and midi da'hana two taruvis. And that answers the Stira Saranda. That's the explanation. Maybe Midid Achila is Mochamer, Midid Achila generally Mochamer. That's the teretz that the Shach brings.
The chicken
I'll talk to you about chickens in a minute. Well, you're right, but 1 second. When the Aruch HaShulchan brings the teretz of the Shach, he says, Iyav Shaloi Mekein. Sharei Hashas Parach Mizelazeh. He said the Sugya Sagamara compares Achila to Hanoa, so he doesn't like that teretz. He brings a gross teretz. The gross teretz is what somebody started to say. The gross teretz. So I'll tell you where the gra is. I had a hard time finding it, but I'll tell you where it is. The gra answer is very geschmack. The gra says there's a difference between things that are not bottled because they're a davar chashuv, which is this sif. Then it's not bottle because it's because of its chashivusai. To avodah zarah, where Chazal said that avodah zarah is not bottle because the chaymer of avodah zarah is not bottle. So the whole svar of the Rambam that the first mixture is a vadai, that's by davar chashiv. The first mixture is a vadai. By avodah zarah. They said Sveika Yasura, that's why the first Taruvis is Asur. The Lashon is, it's still called a Safik. So by Avodah Zarah will matter a second Safik. By some it's not possible because Avodah Zarah will matter a second Safik. And by some it's not possible because of Dava Chashuv, we're matter only three Sveikas. That's his answer. So it comes out of Avodah Zarah's Kal, that's what comes out a little strange. Because they're two separate Rabbanons, and the question is how they were geizen. That's what it sounds like from the Aruch HaShulchan. We read you his Lashon. He brings his crazy place, he says the same Teretz. He says. Yeah, he's explaining the Gra. The Vade L'chol Yisurim Shabai L'mahan Yisvek Svek. Really, Svek Svek helps for everything. L'vad B'dav L'chashuv. It's like they're all banned. That's how he explains it. If you want to know where the gra is, I don't know if you recall, but in the very beginning of the simon, there was a long gra, Sivkot, I think it was Yud. It was a gigantic gra who goes through all the gemaras that are shayach to this sif. So you see, you can't miss it. It's a very big gra in the beginning of the simon, page resh and hey. If you have my print, I just look at the size of it. I had more written in my notes that it's at the end of the second column, where he says what's being quoted here. I will not make an attempt to read these tiny words. When I was younger, these letters were not so tiny. They became tinier the last few years. But it's in there somewhere. I've written in my notes the end of the second column of page Rashi. Anyway, so Zehu, this is pretty much. don't challenge me. Anyway, this is the siman, which, as I said, la halacha is not so complicated siman. I would like to take away from this, before I get to the Ramah, one last limud schus on the common contemporary shiloh, which I mentioned to you last time and two times ago. From the whole siman, the thing that's the most troublesome is the custom in the shechita houses. As I mentioned, when they shuck birds, they don't check the knife between every shechita, as would be l'chatchila. But they check, many places have a green light and a red light, the light goes off and they check every X number of minutes, they check the knife. That's a little tricky, because if they find the pagam in the knife, the loch is, let's say they shuck the 15 birds, all 15 are treif. But you can't find which 15, because you have 10 shechtim, and all the birds are now already in this big tarubis. So what they do is, they assign us that it's bottle, and they take off, they write down that they had a pagam, and they take off on the other side 15 birds connect on, and put it into treif, and sell it as treif, and everything else, they're not here, and this is the way the system works. Because once it's bottle, minatoyr, it's really all permitted, so we shouldn't benefit from it, so we take out 15 connected. We're not getting the same 15, but just not to have benefit, we take out the 15. Pulling out the 15 is a machlok to Rosh and the Raj, but it's a chumrah, right? Mikra din, there would be mutter without it. And I also mentioned that when we learned some Zion, we said if one falls to the Yam, Thailand. So I mentioned that I heard this from Rav Heinemann that Mikra din, when it goes down the line and the USDA pulls a few off because they look sick or whatever it is, it's like Nafaliyam. You can be Saimach, Thailand, that the ones that fell out are those 15. So be that as it may, I just want to add a second limud schus, because the main problem is that it's a chaticha relis chavit, it's not bottom. So with Saimach, that since it needs defeathering, which is a ma'aseh gadol, it's not a chaticha relis chavit. Which is a problem if they don't spot the pagam till after the feathers are removed. So I mentioned this last time. There is a second limud schus, because let's say the shechet is shechting, and he's shechting a whole day. They start 5 in the morning. So he's shechting at, let's say, 11 in the morning. He finds a pagam. So he's got 15 birds in the mixture of what was shechted between this shift is, let's say, 11 to 12. They have 15 birds that are problematic. Now, his bird is b'taruvus rishayim. It fell into the first mixture, which is all the birds that are on the line. Now, it goes on the line, and it stays on the line until it's defeathered, and until the machine drills a hole, removes the inside organs, and then it falls off the line into a bucket of water where it soaks for an hour before it gets salted. If it gets salted, it sits for another half hour, and then it gets washed off. It's really always a taruvah shniyah, because his shift where he found the pagam was between 11 and 12. So let's say in this place they shecht, I don't know, 80,000 chickens in that hour. So his fell into those 80,000 chickens, but those chickens now, that were shechting 11 and 12, fell into a basin of water with other chickens and salted with other chickens. And after salting, got packaged with other chickens that were shechted between 5 and 11. No one can tell. It may be dated from yesterday's chickens, but today's chickens, you can't tell which chicken was shechted between 11 and 12, which shechted between 10 and 11. So it would seem to be always two taruvas. In 11 to 12, it's in the first taruvas, and for the first hour, it's only in that, not hour, for the first, yeah, maybe hour, it's in that taruvas, and eventually, it's mixed in with other chickens as well. I mean, the whole first taruvus is entirely in the second. You're right. Okay. Now, when they ship it to different stores, that's when it becomes. Is that true? Maybe not. Maybe you're right. You have to take it back. I mean, it's all one big taruvus. I have to rethink what I said. You're right. It's all one big taruvus. It just fell in two sets.
Yeah,
I have to think it through. What?
The first time you got mixed up with the second, it's a whole...
Yeah, well, if the whole first hadrut got mixed in, then you're right. It's not. I'm just picturing that it gets into separate lots. Some get sent for. You see, every place is different. The most advanced, the most modern places, when it falls into water, it has to stay in the water for an hour. Now, how do you know which chickens are there for an hour? So the way they have it, it's remarkable. I mean, where it soaks, it's like a swimming pool. It's a gigantic container. It has what looks like a corkscrew that's turning. Now, when you have a cork, I don't mean the top of the corkscrew, I mean the twirls of the corkscrew. So that corkscrew turns. In an hour, it gets the chickens that fall here are trapped between two turns of the corkscrew. And as it turns, it gets moved down. And after an hour, it falls out the other end. That's the way the contraption, it's a gigantic contraption. That's the way it works, that's how it falls out the other end. So it falls into a finite taruvis, but you're right, it really is that these 15 are all falling in, I don't know if the 15 that mixed with 1,000 are all falling into the same section, and they all come out together. They get salted and put in separate bases, they don't all get salted and put in the same, but you're right, it's one gigantic taruvis. I'm not sure what I'm telling you is correct. What? When it's noida matters, l'gabei chtichor l'schabed. Even though it mixed before it was reil l'schabed, but noida, chtichor l'schabed goes by noida. That's what the Radvaz and the Pesachua said. But you're right, there's no second taruvis in that. Nothing got pulled out. So I have to rethink what I'm saying. You're right. Okay.
Two separate chapters.
What? Oh, it's on the machine. The way, I have to make another trip. We didn't go in 20 years to see the place. The way it works is they hang it by the two legs on a line. The line is moving, and it goes. The first thing it does is go through a room, a separate room, it's a very loud, noisy room, which is a defeathering place, which the trefis don't have because the non-kosher plants don't need to defeather. They can use heat to defeather it. Here, it goes through a machine which has wheels. It has what are like rubber fingers that beat at it, and they beat at it, and they beat off the feathers. That's why you get a broken bone there also from that banging. And then it goes straight at it. It stays on the line. It goes back and forth for 5 or 10 minutes, and gets defeathered. And the line keeps on going, and it goes to another machine that drills a hole in it. One machine takes off the head. One machine drills a hole, and one machine pulls out the insides, and it's still moving. And then it moves past the checkers, the USDA and the Trafus checkers. It moves down the line. And then when it gets down the whole line, it has something that knocks it into the pool. And it runs down the pool of water. And at the end of the pool, it falls out. And that's already a very manual. To salt it, there's no salting machine. It's done manually. People stand there and they salt the chickens. And after it's salted, different places have different. Many places have big buckets, suspended buckets. They put the chicken in, and they have to put the chicken hole down, and that's where the mashgiach has to be. Make sure it's salted right. And it's also on a chain that takes 30 minutes. When it comes to the other end, it gets washed. So again, different plants. Some plants, there are different ways of washing it. They have a rinse and then a wash. Some have buckets. Some have it's not all the same from there on in how it's washed and how it's dried. Okay. At any rate, what?
Two different chayters on the same line. Isn't that two
taruvis? It's one taruvis. Mine are mixed in with yours. But what's the other taruvis?
When it finally gets to the bucket.
So what they're saying, what the taina is that everything falls in, so that's not a second taruvis. You need a sex faker. So that's a problem. Then it's a problem.
When,
yeah,
when
it's
the shofar,
you're right.
When the shofar discovers the pgam, so that means what between the last chapter, is that considered a vada yisur?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. We consider it a vada yisur, even though it's really only a suffix.
Right.
But the rabbanim consider it. Yeah. And not only that, it might have gotten to pgam. The Gemara says sometimes it gets to pgam after it cuts it from the neck. It could get, yeah. We consider it a vade treifus. We treat it as a vade treifus, otherwise it would lend itself to to issues, yeah. To people being medical, yeah.
Covenant is
that
there are some traces of chickens on the wine. They pull them off.
You mean treifus or mean beer schritte? You mean a beer schritte? Oh, it's a beer treifus, yeah. Okay, yeah, non kosher. Because at the time you're mixing it, you don't expect that there's an isser, you find out later. What? The sheikh, when he gets to the 15, when he checks the knife, he discovers it, but then it's already mixed.
It's already in the sorting?
No, it's already in the mixture. You don't understand. There's a line that goes... Listen, there's a line that goes past 10 shaykhdom. And everyone puts his chicken on the line. You can't tell which shaykhdom it came from. So the second taruv is... I hear what you're saying, but he's saying better that there's no... That there's no taruv since everything is falling in. So my train of thought seems to be totally incorrect. You're saying the second taruvus is l'chatchila, even though it would happen anyway. All right, the last thing is the Ramah. U'mekal makayim, ein lo adam echad lecha l'skula. Even though we matter a third taruvus, or like some a second taruvus, no one person can eat all of them. Dafkishin is a period. Okay. So no one person can eat all of them in the third mixture. Very strange shaklun gimel. Shachton Gimel, I hope you'll cap why it's strange. Let's see what he says. The third mixture, one person shouldn't eat all of them. This which we're matter in this sif is Svek Sveka Shaniyayim. Shemari is the Loyhoyim Betachelu, Shinofa Lakan. Maybe this it didn't fall into this next mixture. Even if Felton mixture. That's the regular Svek. So Rashi says he can't eat all of the next mixture. Very logical. If you can eat everything in this last mixture, it's like Yavada eating one from the previous mixture. Rashi holds like Tosfos that the second mixture is mutter. The bitaruv is beis by the lekasak sveka kshechlo kol kecha. So in the second mixture, Rashi is right. You can't eat all of them. And because of Beisayis, it's measured to be Rashi. So in the second mixture you can't eat all of them. You have a koya brisa, the gimel taruvis, have a little maimer. If you meant you can't eat the entire third taruvis, you should have said. Imagine the Rashi, the shori pirshechem and the ribay, ume ribay l'shloisha, ayin sham v'daik. Aval taruvis ha gimel v'adai, demut alayich l'kula ke'echad. So the shach, you're allowed to eat the third taruvis, you can eat the whole thing. In the third taruvus, you have a svek sveka. Something ma'ayah isa b'taruvus abeis. Something it is fell to the second mixture. To say ma'ayah shem aleinof l'taruvus agim. Chikas v'taisis. He's saying like this. In the third mixture, you can eat the whole third mixture. Because what are you doing? Givada eating one from the second. Givada eating one from the second, who cares? In the second mixture, it's already a svek sveka. The second mixture is mutter. So maybe you can eat the entire taruvus hashlishi. So why does the Ramah say you can't eat the whole taruvus hashlishi? Why does he say that? Of course you can eat the whole taruvus hashlishi. What's strange about the shach is l'shitasai. That the second mixture is a svek sveka. So you don't need a third mixture. So it falls into a third mixture. So of course you can eat the whole third mixture. But what's he starting up with the Ramah? Ramah's going like the Mechaber, like the Rambam. Then you need a third mixture. If you hold, you need a third mixture, so you can't eat the whole third mixture, because then that's not mutter. Prima Gog and Baberik said it's a very strange thing, the way the Shach is, Kilo is saying, look, the Ramah must agree with me, so maybe the whole third mixture is mutter. No, maybe the Ramah doesn't agree with you. Maybe the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber. that you need a third mixture, and therefore, without the third mixture, there's nothing to talk about. Anyway, this is the, again, the bottom line stays the same. Shalai Befsa Meruba, you need three mixtures, you can't eat the entire third. Befsa Meruba, you'll need two, and you can't eat the entire second. Rama ends. Aval Safik Isra Nisar Vinofel Mesa Teruvis Namokam Acher, Mea Teruvis Hashem Nishari. We're going to get to this next week. When you have a Safik Isra, that means Safik Echa Begufa, you don't know if it's Isra. B'taruvis, now fell into a mixture, is that a Svek Sveika? He's saying it's Mutter, and we'll get to it in Siftes Barichus. The last piece of this Ramah is perhaps the most far-ranging. What we've learned until now doesn't happen often. But the next part, Yeshayrim, the Dovash Yeshayrim Atirim, Ein Lahatir B'Kayah Svek Sveika. So Machlekes Rishayinim, Ramah says Yeshayrim, he's Paskini. We don't say Svek Sveika by a Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirim V'tayv LaHachmir Amlai L'Tzayrach Ma'ach HaSheyesh LaHetav L'Avachim. Alright, so it's a discussion that the Shach talks about in Hilchos Svek Sveika. The question is again, by Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirim, when we say why get into Shailas, do the Heter, by Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirim, are we going to be Matir a Svek Sveika or not be Matir a Svek Sveika? And this is the Tumul about Chadash, those are Makbid on Yashan. The Ramah says there's a Svek Sveika. The Ramah in was a Shin Tzadik Gimel, I think, in Hilchos Yashan, says that we're noyik to eat, not we, Jews throughout the years in Europe are always noyik to not be Makbid on Yashan, because the Semachan is Svek Sveika. Maybe the wheat is from last year's crop, which is mutter. Maybe it's from this year's crop. Even if it's from this year's crop, maybe it took root before this man. Maybe it took root after this man. That's the Ramah Svek Sveika. So people ask, is Kulachad the Sveika? One of the tainis that the Shach asks there is this is Dov Sheyesh HaMatirim. Dov Sheyesh HaMatirim, we don't say Svek Sveika. That's the Shach's Kasha. Dov Sheyesh HaMatirim, we don't say Svek Sveika. And Ramesh's tshuva on whether we have to be makben on Chodosh, Ramesh says that Ashkenazic Jews have a minig not to be makben. That's our minig. It's a Ramah. You can't catch this on a Ramah. It's a Ramah. It's our minig. It depends how you answer this kasha on the Ramah. Why would Jews in Europe makel? If you're Jews in Europe were makel, because Amasaira is to be makel on a sex cycle by Dov Sheyesh HaMatirim. So now we could be makel today also. However, if you hold that they were makel, because really you should not rely on the Svek Sveika Dov Sheyesh HaMatirim. But what does it say? Tov LaHachmir Amloi L'Tzayrach. It's a Tzara Gadol were makel. If the only reason that our Messiah is to be makel is because it's Tzara Gadol, then Mizman Hazeh, where it's not a Tzara Gadol, we should be machmir. So Ramesha says, it's totally in this. Ramesha does it for a Pashtus. Then when a Kehila has a Messiah, like the Mekilim, that you continue, whatever is your Messiah is your Messiah. That's how Halacha works. One generation is a Machlaika, sometimes two or three generations. Eventually, there's a consensus in each Kehila. What? It's not, there's no Safik. Chodesh is a Chasar. You mean by non-Jewish farmers. That's the other time that maybe it's not made by non-Jewish farmers, and that would be a heter. That's a separate thing. Ramesh is going on this heter. The question of whether it's true that it doesn't apply by non-Jewish farmers itself, okay, it's debated whether, okay, it means a third suffix. Okay, same. Sit test next week in honor of Chanukah.